Hello, and thanks for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast, where we create world-class engineering teams. As always, I'm your host, Aviv Ben Yosef, advisor and coach to tech executives, and the author of the new book, The Tech Executive Operating System. Today, we'll be talking about exponential backoff. I don't know if you've ever heard about the term, so I'll explain what it really means and then what I mean in our context. It was probably around, 2004, 2003, when I was reading TCP IP Illustrated as a teenager because, I thought that's what you're supposed to do. And as I was reading through it, I noticed this concept, this algorithm that is used, especially, in older equipments. I don't think it's really needed in our day and age, where if two computers tried to transmission a packet on the wire at the same time, they might notice that they are clashing, and then what are we supposed to do? Computer A and computer B over here, they want to send it again, they want to retransmit, but if they just, both of them wait a second and try again, they're going to clash again. So what are you supposed to do? And that's where exponential backoff comes into play, which means that each and every computer tries again at periods of time that are growing exponentially. So like 1 second, 2 seconds, 4 seconds, 8 seconds, that sort of growth. And if I recall correctly, they even add in some randomness, so it doesn't happen exactly at the same millisecond to, again, prevent those clashes. And the thing about exponential backoff, as you can understand, is that if you have a very noisy network, if you're in a condition where it seems like you're trying to let someone know, hey, here's something for you, and it seems like they're not noticing it, they're not acknowledging it, you're going to try again, but each and every time you're going to try, you're going to wait longer. And I kind of see the same when it comes to relationships in work. It's a very common pattern. You see someone new in the team, they speak up about every single thing, and if you do not provide them the right feedback, if it doesn't feel to them as if their feedback is welcome, as if it actually matters, if you're not acknowledging their inputs correctly, they will slowly start applying exponential backoff as well. And that means that, for example, you're going to see people wait for something to become a real issue, or even till it is now too late, before voicing their opinions, or before telling you that there's a problem. Whenever I hear about an executive telling me, oh my god, so-and-so just quit, I don't know where it came from, out of the blue. And I'm like, it is never out of the blue. It is very likely that there were some signs way earlier, and due to this exponential backoff, they just learned that there's no reason to talk to you. And therefore, they just waited till they reached a point where they no longer wanted to stay here, and that's when they actually spoke up. Or, for example, when I'm trying to change organizations as a whole, when we're trying to move from one structure to the next, from very, very micromanaged structures to more empowered teams, that sort of stuff, we have to regain a lot of trust. And the thing is about exponential backoff is that anytime that it is triggered and we do not acknowledge, every time this happens, you're actually chafing away more and more of the trust in your relationship. It is becoming harder and harder. And that's why when we now declare a new change initiative, hey, you know what, we're going to be an empowered team now, people will take a lot of time and effort on your part to regain the trust to a point where it's actually worthwhile talking about. Will they actually do what you think they should be doing? Understanding this concept and acknowledging it should equip you with two things. First of all, to prevent any more exponential backoffs being fired, to prevent chafing away even more the trust that you have with your people, you should be very explicit with how you treat feedback and with how you solicit it. You have to be open-minded, you have to show people that you listen to them, that their opinion counts, that your decisions are not arbitrary. As in, if someone told you something, you don't have to do what they ask you to do. But most times, you have to provide them with logic that they can follow as to why you're not doing it. They don't have to agree at the end of the day, but they have to see that there's some reasoning here and that things are not arbitrary. That's point one. Point two is if you've already reached a point where you've got 10 people in your organization already counting, I don't know how much time before they're gonna approach you because their exponential backoffs have been firing for so long, you have to be aware of this. And once you're cognizant of it, you also should let them know that you are. As in, for example, when you're talking to them and you're trying to kick off a new initiative or you want to regain their trust, I always advise my clients to acknowledge this and say, I know that I have failed you when it comes to listening to you as I should, acting on cases where you told me about something bad that is happening. I am not perfect, but I'm going to try better from this point on. So let's reset the exponential backoff. I'm inviting you to be more active, to speak up sooner. We have to work harder for this. For example, I often tell my clients that this should be accompanied with increasing the regularity of your one-on-ones because this is your platform to solicit feedback. Rather than have them once a week, maybe you should have two even shorter ones twice a week. So they see that you care, so that you try and get them to talk more regularly, that sort of stuff. And with that in mind, if you have this, you can now hopefully start fixing your exponential backoff problem. And as with almost any skill, technique, and knowledge that I provide you for your own role as an executive, it is always worthwhile to take a couple of minutes and think, how can you channel this to your management team so that they as well can possess the skill and this perspective and start trickling down this kind of knowledge across your organization. This is how you do active coaching and actually how you help them do active coaching. I'm going on and on about this concept of layers of force multipliers in great organizations. This is how it starts. So take a couple of minutes and think about that as well. Who in your team should you be talking about this concept first? That's it for this week. Thank you for joining me. As always, if you have any questions or comments, feel free to send me an email directly. It is in the show notes. And if you haven't yet, subscribe to my newsletter. It's the best online newsletter for tech executives. Every week, you're going to get this podcast, one article, and three exclusive insights I don't share anywhere else. Thank you, and talk to you soon.